Hi. Excuse me, sir? Do you have a moment? Yes, you. I can see you're in a bit of a rush, but I have something that might be yours. This won't be a very long conversation. Can you tell me if you're the individual in this photograph? Well, I don't advise that you try and run away. There is incriminating evidence against this said individual. Do you mind? Come with me so that we can discuss this further in a private and civil manner. Well, go ahead and run, then. Wait for our investigation to be done with and find further unsavory things that will implicate you in every waking moment of your life. Ruin your reputation or follow the law. Your call. Like I said, I only have a few questions. No, this isn't blackmail. Shh, keep it down. You wouldn't want the world to hear what you've gotten yourself into. Sure, call it blackmail if you must, my love. This is just part of the investigation process written by matriarchal law to track down... Oh, yeah, you know the deal. Go ahead and finish the sentence. That's right, sexual predators and pedophiles. At least you know your laws and rights. You're not so stupid after all. Let me guess, top of your class in civil obedience 101 during your early educational years? Based on the ashes of lead on your hand, you're a college freshman. Writer? Artist? Ooh, writer and artist. What a talented young man. If you ever want to see the light of a successful career and be as ambitious as you seem to be, why don't you be a good boy and follow me? Let's pull it to the side here in this alleyway. Now. Why do you seem so angry and flustered? Can you answer my question? Is this you or not? I think you know the answer. I'll give you a moment. Take a closer look. Why are you so worried? You're losing color on your face. Give me an answer. You have a bigger problem. In fact, this will certainly destroy any reputation you have left. We're in trouble now, aren't we? This photo is our property. Any tampering with it further will increase your chances of harsher consequences. I wouldn't do that again, love. Look at it fucking closer. How bold of you to be so brass. Cock in hand, splayed comfortably in your chair. Is that a gaming chair? Green, is it? A queen bed in the back, but we all know you're the only one who sleeps in it. Oh, how embarrassing. So desperate. So fucking lonely. Oh, there's so much about this photo that gives it all away. But there is one thing that's certain. Let's see here. Don't move. I just want to see. Oh, there it is. There's that little birthmark just above your groin. Looks to me like you're trying to avoid this confrontation from the get-go, huh? You had something to hide. Two things you couldn't, though. Your face flushing when you first glanced at the photo, first of all. And second, you are really terrible at pulling a poker face. Look at you squirm. Oh, no, no, no. This must be a misunderstanding. It's impossible. It's just a deduction. What was that? How can we prove it? You're being very difficult. If I were you, I wouldn't try anything else. We'll have to take this up with the superiors. You'll be questioned further. Now, you either come with me, or act like a smartass and dodge this predicament, and you'll never see the light of day. Again. Are you going to beg and clutch at my legs all day? Shut the fuck up! We'll see Judge Weavers for your final sentence. Apprehend him! Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Rise and shine. Has it already been a week? How's the interrogation team been treating you? Ooh, those are fresh breezes from this morning, aren't they? So tender. It's part of the ruling of the Judge Weavers to keep detainees like you for a week, and then proceed with the following punishment at hand. Now, if you will, I'm going to assess you. You're looking famished. You've lost a bit of weight, giving nothing but a protein shake for sustenance. Good. Physical evidence of 1 hour long beatings daily? Check. Deprivation of sexual contact by chastity belts? That's quite tight now, isn't it? Check. Now we can get into the questioning phase where you provide your testimony. Of course, this may be used in matriarchal ruling for the Judge Weavers as evidence. I'm sure you're eager to tell us your side. But first things first, let's get this hood off your head. This is all part of the protocol, you see. Yes, even the tape over your mouth. Feels like Christmas seeing the light now. I'll answer your urgent questions first. Who are we? I am the lead inspector for the Matriarchs, specifically working with the Cyber Crimes Division. We operate with impunity, with no limitation. Regardless of your sentence of charge, or charges, we will have final say in how to handle you. The severity of your punishment is ultimately our decision. Why are you here? You've been tracked down and identified as a predator on the internet. You know very well charges with this crime do not end in your favor. Why are you crying? Are you upset because you're being punished, or are you upset that you've been found out? You'll be taken into further questioning shortly. I would quit your bullshit crying while you can. There's no use pleading when everything is in writing. While we await your sentencing, perhaps we can go over what's left of your rights. Criminal charges regarding predatory behavior strips you of almost every single right that you've been taught. That means you no longer have a right to speak with a lawyer, you will not be able to inform anyone that you've been detained, and you have no right to read the codes of practice for what we can and cannot do. At this time, you are only given reason for your arrest. I know this is a lot to take in. It's only the beginning. You see, we've gathered enough evidence to quickly put you away. As per protocol for sexual deviants such as yourself, you will undergo behavioral training. Think of it like mice experiments. You do something bad, you'll be punished. You do something good and, well, maybe you'll be rewarded. The duration of this training may take a few nights, even up to a few weeks, depending on how long it'll take to break you. What is expected from this training is not up to me to tell you. Now, hold tight. We've got a few things left to cover. Let me get that. Tell me, what were your intentions with the strangers you've encountered online? What do you mean, nothing? No sick fuck goes online to masturbate on camera for nothing. Have you learned nothing in the past week? Answer me. What were your intentions? You were what? Horny? What an unfortunate fate. What, you weren't able to find a connection in the real world? Or, you've never had a real sexual encounter before, have you? Oh my god, how pathetic. All of that, for this outcome. Well, aren't we going to have a field trip? I wonder what's going on in your head right now. Stripped naked, strapped to this metal slab with a chastity belt, mere inches away from a woman's touch. Look at you flinching under your restraints. A pressure of my fingertips alone is sending you into spirals. My god. How does this feel? You'd probably come if I just lightly pinch at your nipples, wouldn't you? My nails digging into your thighs and up your sides. Oh, almost got carried away there. Yes, he's ready. Shall we get started?